Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Sheriff's Deputy Isaac Short about the new canine Deputy Dallas.
The Marion County Sheriff's Department will have a new canine unit coming up. Just talk a little bit how you got involved with that and a little bit about Dallas.
Yeah, so last fall, the topic came up of starting a canine unit. So we started doing some research on it, and they decided that I was going to be the handler for it. So we started looking at different companies that put out police dogs, and that's when we found Midwest Canine out of Reynolds, Iowa, and went up and met with the owner, Dennis George, and he showed us a couple dogs, and that's when we saw Dallas, who is now our canine, and we picked him.
Talk a little bit about the personality of Dallas and what do you think he's going to bring to the residents of Marion County?
Yeah, so Dallas is a black lab. Dennis got him from a pound in Fairfield, Iowa, and if Dennis wouldn't have taken him, we don't really know what would have happened with Dallas. And he's got a really good personality, great with people. He's got a really good work drive, so I think he'll be a good asset to our office.
How did you get involved with this? Is it a volunteer process, and do you want to work with a dog? Is that just kind of always been something you wanted to do, or just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's always been an aspiration of mine. The former department I worked for, we had two canines. So I had the opportunity to at least be around it and see how it works. And I just saw what an asset it was to that department. And it was one something that down the road I wanted to do in my career. And it was brought to my attention that we wanted to do this. And I had the opportunity. So I seized the chance and very thankful for that spot.
Who does the training and where do you go for that training? And what does that all entail?
So, like I said, it's through Midwest Canine, which is in Reynolds. Dennis George is the owner of the company. So when he gets his dog, he will train it. So it was already trained in narcotics and tracking before I got there. So I did 2 weeks narcotics training and then 2 weeks of tracking.
Talk a little bit about what is all involved with that training, because like me, I wouldn't even know where to start with something like that.
Yeah, so obviously they have to look for in the dog the work drive. Some dogs have it, some dogs don't. Some dogs have a special nose for that. And when Dennis saw Dallas, he could tell pretty much right away that this is a dog that has potential. So he brought the dog in, started doing the work, and Dallas progressed into having that drive that you need to be a police dog. So basically what we did is we go up and we worked on just the chemistry, reading him. So I got to know what he's thinking when he's in odor of something and building that bond.
Talk about the differences that will go in from a regular Marion County Sheriff's deputy shift to now being the canine unit. What kind of extra details does that entail?
So obviously I'll be on the road, just normal patrol, but having the dog will add some extra duties. So if we have a stop or another agency has a stop, I may go out and help them. It could be with missing persons. If we have a suspect that runs, Dallas will be an asset that we can use as another tool to do whatever we need to do.
What type of resources do you think the other departments will in Marion County, whether it be Knoxville, whether it be Pella, whether it be other some volunteer police departments around the area, I guess, what type of services do you think you'll be able to provide for them as well?
Well, I said he's just another tool we have. So I fully expect them, if it's a situation where the dog's necessary and it could be used, I'm obviously able to go through the chains of supervisors to get that as a go. But I fully anticipate them to take advantage of him and use him as much as possible.
Has there been any memorable moments between you and Dallas yet so far between training, whether it's just kind of him getting ready to work, or what was that all like?
It's been really fun building that bond. The month before, I was going up about once a week just to get him used to me. And even from day one until I started training, just that bond and him getting used to me has really been a fun experience. And we have a good relationship so far, and it's only going to grow from here.
We talked a little bit about how important it was to bring him to the schools and get people interested in that. Where does that kind of rank for the Marion County Sheriff's Department and you yourself kind of getting involved and letting people know this can be a little fun too?
Yeah, obviously if the schools, if they reach out to us and they want us to utilize Dallas at the schools, we'll be more than happy to do that. Especially with him being such a pleasant dog to be around, I think it'll get kids just really excited to see him. And also give them some educational aspect on drugs and even with parents too, getting him around everyone.
Thanks to Marion County Sheriff's Deputy Isaac Short for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.